Okay. Afreilich and Purim to all. We are, today is Daf Chaf Hey. We are Chaf Dal and Abayz. I'm going to start from, the last word. Menachem said that he didn't read the Gemara, so let's go back to the previous, the second to bottom Mishnah on Chaf Dal and Abayz. Let's read through it. Mishnah. Ha'omer, eini over lefnei ateva, bitziv onin, api levonim lo yavar. The Mishnah previously had been talking about different people who aren't allowed to be achazin. So now we have some more listed. Somebody says, I won't go be the chazin, bitzivuin, with colored clothing. Af belavanim lo yavar, he can't even be a chazin with white clothing. Besandaleni over, if he says I'm not going to be a chazin with shoes on, af yachav lo yavar, he can't go barefoot. Why? Rashi explains, because this is something that the minim, the heretics, were makbid for, and we are worried that he is a heretic if he is makbid on such ideas, as we'll see in the Gemara. Ha'osa tfiloso agula, somebody makes his tefillin round, agula, sakana ve'ein ba mitzvah. It is a sakana and there's no mitzvah. There's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai that it has to be square, and sakana ve'ein ba mitzvah, it is a sakana if you make it round. What's the sakana? So Rashi says, practically, shaloti kanis barosho. If it's round, let's say on the bottom, not just on top, but on the bottom, then if you bump into something, it could easier go into your head if you bump into a low ceiling. And it's a sakana. Tosfos seems to say, no, it's not just practically, Tosfos sakana. Pirsha ben Utah, b'shas ha-sakana, yochol lehistakin bohem. V'lo tugin alav ha-mitzvah, v'lo yasa lo neis, k'mo alisha bal kanafayim. Sakana means there won't be a sakana done for you. B'shas ha-sakana, because you're not doing this mitzvah properly. And tefillin usually is the koach to protect. And if you'd wear these tefillin, you're not being yotzi your mitzvah, and therefore it's not going to protect you, b'shas sakana. So two opinions, Rashi and Tosfos. Natsana amitzcho. Somebody puts their tefillin on his forehead. It's not allowed to go on the forehead. The tefillin is supposed to go above the forehead in the place, right, in between the where the middle of the eyes are, but on top. Natsana amitzcho. O al pas yado. Or he puts it al pas yado on the palm of his hand. Harezu derech haminus. That is minus as well, because that takes the psukim in the Torah literally. Bein einecha, you put it between your eyes. Al yodecha, so that is not believing in Torah Shabbat Peh, that's taking Torah Shabbat Chsav literally, and that's minus. Sipan zahav, if somebody gets golden tefillin, or he thinks he wants to do hider mitzvah, he gets golden tefillin, or v'nathal beis umkli shloah, you wear tefillin out on your sleeve, shaloh, hareze derech hachitzonim, that is derech hitzonim, and that is inappropriate. Okay. There's a big discussion, we're not going to get into it now, but a big discussion about chatzitza when it comes to tefillin. You know, how much of you know that there's not supposed to be a chatzitza between at least the box of the tefillin and your arm? What about chatzitza on the straps? Most people take their watch off. What do some people leave their watch on? But the Rashba has a tshuva where he says, from our mission, it sounds like on base unkeli on the sleeve is only a problem of derech chitzonim. Is that a problem of chatzitza? So that is the discussion in the poskim. Says the Gemara, my time of chashinan. Being worried about if somebody's makbid about being a chazin only with certain types of clothing or not with certain types of clothing. Shema minos nizra kabo. Maybe there is minos that got struck in him and he only didn't want to daven because this was something that the minim are makbid for. Hosat tefillah so agula sakana vein ba mitzvah. Lema tanina lahadatan rabbanan tefillin ruba'as alokal moshe b'sinai v'yamarava betafran ubala achsonan. Let's say our mission is approved to the statement that tefillin have to be square, murubaos, and Rava says not only the box, but tafran of aloxonon, also the stitching is also supposed to be a perfect square. So doesn't our Mishnah prove that? Because our Mishnah says they can't be agul. Amarapava masisa davida kiamguza. Now maybe there's no riot from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah, the ikur is that on the bottom, it can't be shaped like a nut, meaning on just on the bottom, it is the kapeit of its being, it shouldn't be round. But maybe on top, Lav dafka that our Mishnah is against that. That's the chiddush of the Tanur Rabbanan, that the tefillin have to be exactly round, exactly square, all over. So the Mishnah is lav dafka raya to that statement. Okay, next Mishnah. Sorry? Olachsonin is the diagonal, so if you measure from each of the opposite corners, it would also be a perfect square. That's how it's understood. Let's say you look on the bottom of your tefillin and you see the stitching, so if you measure across diagonally, so then it'll... The two diagonals are equal. Yeah. Masisa. Home Varchucha Tovim Harizu Derech Aminus. If somebody says Yivarchucha Tovim, Literally, the good ones should bless you, Hashem. A person talking to Hashem, that is heresy. That's derech aminus. Why? Rashi says, Eino kol al rishayim b'shivcho shel makom. Right, when we daven, when we say to Hashem, the good ones should bless you. No, when we daven, we have to not let it be parish ben atzibur. We have to include everyone when we daven. Rashi quotes the chelbana. The chelbana was a foul-smelling spice, and we know that we're supposed to put all the spices. The pita maktoris symbolize achdus of Am Yisrael. So if we say that yivarchucha tovim, we are taking some Jews out of the klal. That is minus. We also say on Yom Kippur night, right? We daven with Imhar Varyanim. We ask everybody to daven with us because that's the special schus to have all Jews. Tosfos gives a different pshat. Tosfos says, first he quotes Rashi's pshat, Moti Yasaposhim in Aklal, but then Tosfos says on top, Inami, Mishum de Mechzi Kishte Rishuyos, Klomar Elohim Tovim. As if we're saying the good gods should bless you. Yivarchucha Tovim. So saying there's more than one God, we're reflecting, and that is Derech Minus. Al kantzipor yagir rachamecha v'yatov yizachar shemecha. Modim, modim. If one says any of these three, mishaskin oso, then we quiet him down and we throw him off the amud. What are these three? Al kantzipor yagir rachamecha. If I know this, the parsha in Kiseitse of Shiluach Akan, and I say, Hashem, your rachmanus goes on to the bird because you say you should shoo away the mother bird before you say take the young. Oh, Hashem, your rachmanus is on the bird. That we throw him off of the chazan. What's so bad? We'll see in the Gemara. We have this already in Maseches Brachos. V'yatov yizachar shemecha, or we say on the good your name shall be remembered about God. Modim, modim. We say modim twice. Mishaskin oso. In all these cases, we quiet him down because we assume that there's a problem with each of these, as the Gemara will discuss. Rashi and Brachos, when this Gemara came up, on Daf Lama Gimbal, says this is only a problem b'derech tefillah. Somebody is davening, and one says two modims, one says al-kansi b'derech hamecha, that is a problem b'derech tefillah. Why? So the Tosas Yantif there in Brachos explains, v'tamaya, why does Rashi say davka b'tefillah? Shekesha omer b'tefillah machlit hadavar. You're saying it as a definite certainty. When you're saying it in tefillah, if you're giving a shiur on Shiluach HaKan and you go into some of the reasons behind Shiluach HaKan, that's okay. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about messages, as we're going to talk about in a few minutes, what the Sefer HaChinuch always does. That's messages, that's fine. But if you're giving a drash or a pshat, but if you're saying a bedarach tefillah, tefillah are statements. Tefillah aren't possibilities. You don't say havamidas in tefillahs. You say statements in tefillah. So that's why in tefillah, one has to be extra careful, and that's why Rashi and Bracha says, dafka bedarach tefillah, one has to be makpid about it, unlike if one is just giving a shiur. Next part, hamachane ba'arayos. If somebody takes the parsha of arayos in the Torah and says it is not meant to be taken literally, don't they have to take it literally? There are different ways you can understand the Parsha of Arayos. As we're going to see in the Gemara, instead of understanding really a Megala Erva of a father, that just means you like embarrass the father. What does it really mean, Megala Erva? If somebody doesn't take the Parsha literally, Mishaskin also we are Mishasek him. Because you have to take the Torah literally when it's meant to be taken literally. Ha'omer, if somebody says, Umizar Chalositin Lahaber Lamolech, if somebody translates the Pasuk that says you should not give your child to the Molech. Molech is, they used to worship by giving their children into the fire, but they translate that as saying, no, it means a different Isser. Lo sitein la'abra ba'armayusa. You shouldn't be ma'aber, make pregnant ba'armayusa, an Arimian woman, a non-Jewish woman, la'avir from the word la'aber. So Mashas Gnosu B'Nazifa, that also is, we quiet him down and we throw him off from translating it that way. Again, certain psukim, if Chazal say meant to be taken literally, should be taken literally. Gemara. Bishlama modim modim gemechse kishtei reshuyos. I understand why saying modim twice is a problem. Because as if you're thanking two different sources. You say modim modim, right? So that's two different sources. So that's why it is a problem. Modim modim just means two times in a row. If you say the verb modeh twice in a paragraph, that's not a problem. We say in modim, modim anach lelach, shato ha-shom lakeinu, lakeinu, tzurich ha-yinu, nodeh lachon esaperti losecha. So we also say modim and nodeh. That's not a problem. You're not saying it modim, modim, two in a row. Modim and nodeh, they're two separately, so that's okay. We've said in the past, the beautiful thought of Rav Huttner, that the word modeh could really mean two things, two translations of the word modeh. Right, we know modeh, todah rabah, todah, modeh, that's thank you. But modeh also means to admit. Modeh b'miksas. You admit partially. So modeh and modeh, modeh and nodeh. So what's the difference? How do you know? So it's two. So how do you know why are they connected? Because the first step in thanking somebody is admitting that we can't live by ourselves, that we need somebody else. When we say thank you, we're acknowledging that we can't live independently. We acknowledge that you gave me a tova. So that's why you admit, and therefore you're able to thank. How do you know in Hebrew when it means thank and when it means admit? So that's important. You have to look at the next word. Is it mode al? Mode al, you thank on something. But if it's mode she, if it's mode that, so then you're admitting that. So that's, so mode manachru lach. What do we say in modem every day? She atahu Hashem alokin 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 alved. So the first seven modem, every Shemana Esrei, we are thank that. And then we say, so in Modim, every Shemona Esrei, we have both. We admit first that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is King, and then we say, thank you. Once we admit that, so then we thank you. So that's obviously not included in here, Modim, Modim. That's just in a paragraph. You're allowed to use the verb twice. Just saying Modim twice in a row is the problem. So fine, modem, modem looks like shtei reshuyas. The al tov yizacher shemecha nami demashba al tov in ba'al ra'lo. And also on the good, if we say to Hashem, on the good, your name should be remembered. That's mashma on the good, his name should be remembered, and not the bad. They're not allowed to say that. If it's not, the Mishnah says in brachas, chayev adam levarech al ra'ah k'shem shu mevarech al tova. Right, at first it's chayev to be mevarech on ra'ah, just like he's mevarech on tova. Right, that everything has come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mipi el yon lo tesi haros v'hatov, it says in Megillas Eicha. So you're not allowed to acknowledge that just the bad comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not the good. Elakan tzibri, yi rachamecha, my time, but what's so bad about the other phrase in the Mishnah, about saying that your rachmanis goes on a bird, what's so terrible about that? It's just one line on the Kaila Adam Lavarech Alarach Shem Shum Lavarech Alatova. We mentioned this back in Maseches Pesachim, but it's such a beautiful thought that it's worth mentioning again. That is, the Gemara, when the Gemara comes up in Pesachim, the Gemara in Pesachim has a very similar idea, where the Gemara says, Ha'olam Azeh Al Besoros Tovos Omer Ad Baruch HaTova Ametiv, and Al Besoros Ros Omer Baruch Tayin HaEmes. Exactly what the Gemara here says. We have to make a bracha both times. We don't say HaTova HaMetiv Bizman Azeh. We say on everything. We say HaTova HaMetiv on the good, Dayan Emes on the bad, and the Gemara says, La'asel Lava, we're always going to make HaTova HaMetiv. So the Tzlach quotes that he heard of Vart, B'yal Duso, from Arav HaChasad HaMochiach HaGadol Mefersim, Rabbeinu Ephraim Reisher, Magid of Brot. He says, why does the Gemara say that Bizman HaZeh, there's HaTova HaMetiv in Dayan HaEmes, and La'asel Lava, there's only HaTova HaMetiv? Why doesn't the Gemara just say, there's not going to be Ra in Olam Haba? Why does Tavka focus on the Bracha? On the bracha, dina emet tova meitiv versus the future is only tova meitiv. Say, in this world there's tov and there's ra, and in the future there's only good. So why does it focus on the bracha? So says this Rav Ephraim that he quotes. V'yamruhu amanoach, d'chsiv otcha ki anafta bi. It says in Yeshayo, I will thank you Hashem because you were angry with me. What does that mean? Va'afilu ha'per'anis sheba al ha'adam eino ra'a, avol tova lezakei choso ulahachmiya yesahara ulatara neshama sheyizka la'olam shekulo tov. Every tzara, rachmana l'slan, every surin that happens in this world, we don't understand how it's good. We don't, but we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a divine plan. We believe that everything has a, he's behind the entire system. El Shadam Bolam Azeinu Maven Adavar Li Ishuro, Vinidba Ve'enav Ki'ilu Hu Ra'a, like a Chola, Rahman al-Islam, or a Shota, or a Chacham. So he says, Bizman Hazeh, the focus is the bracha because we see things with different perspectives. La'olam haba, what's going to happen? It's not just then there's only going to be Tov. But you know what's going to happen, continues the Tzlach? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us and have us look at all of the tzaras that we had in our life and turn around, and we're going to make HaTova HaMetiv on what we earlier had said, Dayan HaEmes. It's not just then it's going to be, no, it's not just Olam HaZeh, there's good and bad, and the future is going to be only good. No, but even then we're going to look back at Olam HaZeh, and we're going to realize that it was all L'Shein, there was a purpose for it, and there was a Tachlis for it. That's why the focus is the brachas. Now we make two different brachas, then we're going to make a bracha even on this, on what Olam HaZeh is, we're going to turn around and be able to say the bracha of HaTova HaMetiv. That's why the focus is not just what will be, but also the brachos and our reaction. So we make brachas on everything from that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And again, but Bizman HaZeh, we don't feel it. Bizman HaZeh, we're not allowed to make HaTova HaMetiv. If it's Sarah happens and a person feels, I know it's all for the good, we don't make HaTova HaMetiv out of Kfura. Chaman al-Islan. We don't feel HaTova HaMetiv Bizman HaZeh. We're not supposed to. As even the Shechter likes to quote the Shulchan Aruch that says, let's say somebody loses a relative. Loses a relative, terrible, very the niftar, but he also gets $10 million by Yerusha. Once the relative passed on, he's an inheritor. So you got to make two brachas. You got to make Dain HaEmes for the niftar, and you got to make Atov HaMeitiv because of the $10 million. Which do you make first? You have to make Dain HaEmes first. Shulchan Aruch says you gotta know exactly what the value system and the hierarchy of brachas. First we make Dain HaEmes, and then we make Atov HaMeitiv. So we have brachas for every occurrence. So we understand modim. We understand levarach al rakshim levarach al tova el al kansi regirach mechamai taima. So what's so bad about saying that Hashem, your Rachmanah should be on the bird? So pligi b'chrei amorayim b'marava. There are two amorayim that had a machlokas about this in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yosi bar Avraham, Rav Yosi bar Zvida, chad amar mipnei shematil kina b'maisa breishis. One is because you are causing jealousy amongst the animal kingdom. Only birds. What about the rest of the animals? Only birds. You're saying Hashem has Rachmanah on. There's no mitzvah to shoo away a mother cat and take the cat. That's not a kosher one. You can find other kosher ones. There's no mitzvah to shoo away kosher animals from their child. V'chad amar v'breisha osa midotav l'kadosh baruch hu rachamim v'einon el gzeros. Or the other pshat is that really you are taking the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're saying they're rachamim and they are gzeros. So what is their decrees? Meaning you can't give ta'amim to mitzvos. Again, the Mefarshim explained this does not mean this that you're not allowed to delve into tamei ha-mitzvos. One can. It just means that you can't definitely say that that is the reason for the mitzvah. There is so much behind every mitzvah that is hidden to us. And that relates to what we mentioned a couple of minutes ago from the Tosfos Yontif. The only problem here is b'derech tefila. Because then you're saying it as a hachlata, as something definite. If you're giving a shiur and we're trying to learn message of the mitzvah, it's no problem. Because that's just what it can mean for me, not dafka what it is inherently. The Meiri here on this Gemara says, what exactly is the problem with Kansipar? So he says, Venira Li, again, the Gemara gives its own reasons about Matal Kina and making Hashem's decrees into Rachamim. Venira Li says the Sefer Achinach, Mepedeshu Miyachid Hashkacha Pratis Beba'ale Chayim. You know what the problem with this is? Is that we believe, says the Meiri, and the Sefer HaChinuch also writes this in the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan, we believe that Hashem's Hashgacha is different for people and for animals. Again, the big discussion in the Rishonim. Many Rishonim hold that animals have general Hashgacha, which means Hashem watches over the species. People have Pratis. Hashem watches over each one of us. But animals, it's not that Hashem guards over every dog. There's no hashkacha on every dog. There's a dog hashkacha on the dog species. There's hashkacha on the giraffe species. That's the hashkacha that animals have. Animals don't have hashkacha pratis. And though, the Rishonim say, though it looks like to us that sometimes animals get extinct and animals don't exist anymore, but that's just because we have our own classification of which animals belong to which group. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that there's never a species that gets extinct because, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care on a klalus level. Hashgacha klalus for every species. Kfar Amru, Anavi Kimisraim. That's what he quotes even the Navi that says, Vatasa Adam Kidgei Hayam. You're making people, right? It says a Kohelas, like the fish, because what's the problem? We're complaining because we have Hashgacha Pratis, not like the animals. Horish, Ein Hashgacha Pratis B'Bali Chaim Rak Al HaAdam Levad. So that is what the Meiri says, and the Sefer HaChinuch expands upon this as well in Tavkuf Mem Hei, where he talks about the Hashgacha. Hashgacha is a Kel Baruch Hu Al Briyosef B'min HaAdam B'Prat U'B'Shar Mini B'Bali Chaim B'min In Derek Klal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafiz B'Kiyum HaMin V'Alken Lo Yichle Lo Ola Min Mikol Mine HaNivraim. Species will never die. Sefer HaChinuch also asks, just giving pshat to the next line of the Gemara, about what do you mean, rachamim, ve'enon alegzeros? So he explains, ve'enon in yilomar she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim chalila. Does that mean that Hashem, of course, is a rachamim. We say, mahu racham avatar racham. But the problem with this Gemara, this person, is that he's comparing the rachmanis of a person to the rachmanis of Hashem. He's like, Hashem is rachmanis like I have rachmanis. It's very different. Hashem's rachmanis and our rachmanis. Our rachmanis is a choice that we have. We have a choice to be a rachamim. We have a choice to be whatever we want. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis is, Hashem's midos are part of who he is. It's not that's Hashem Echad. It doesn't mean that they're separate. He could decide which midah to to show to us. But really, they're part of him. So the Sefer HaChinuch says maybe that's the issue here, that one is comparing the Rachmanis of Hashem and the Rachmanis of a person. Again, there's a lot written on this of Shiluach HaKan. If you look at the Ramban in Parshas Kisetze, he has a long arichus exactly what this means. He talks there about whether animals have feelings, whether animals, if you take the mother away, the mother screams, but do they have feelings like human have feelings? That's discussed in that Ramban. Okay, let's continue. Ahudinach is Kamei de Rabba. There was a chazan in front of Rabba. Omar, Atoch Asta al Kansipar, Atoch Uzvarachim Aleinu. Hashem, you had Rachmanis on the bird, have Rachmanis on us. Omar Rabba, skipping the parentheses, Kama Yoda Haimi Rabbanan L'Ritzuyi L'Mare. Oh, what a great chazan we have. What a great chazan. So Amar Le'Abaya, what do you mean? Abaya says, Omar Shasmanos Otran. What do you mean? The Mishnah says you're not allowed to say such a thing. You're not allowed to say the Rachmanis, Shabbos Rachmanis. So, v'rabba l'chidu de l'abayu debayu. You're right. Rabba was not saying it seriously. He was just saying it to sharpen Abaya. Sometimes a Rebbe, it's good for a Rebbe to say something unusual and strange and even not true, it seems, in order to keep the Talmidim on their toes to see if they're listening. L'chidu de l'abayu debayu. Some achronim I saw in the Biur Hadaf say that he didn't say it as a statement, because it can't be motzi javar sheker mipiv. He was kind of saying it as a question, sarcastic kind of way. So people knew that it shouldn't be taken literally. He just wanted to make sure that they caught it. Period. Okay, story. We referred to this a couple of days ago. Hudanachas kamei Rabbi Chanina. There was a chazin in Rabbi Chanina's shul. Omar. He's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. He says, he adds in his own words to Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, ala gadol agi Rav Hanora ha'adir v'ha'chazok, the great, the strong, v'ha'amitz. So he adds in three adjectives to the Shmoneh Esrei. So Rabbi Chanina stops him from continue. Wait till he's finished. Amar, he says to him, Amar Leisi, Amtinu l'shachei demarech. You finished praising Hashem? You finished? You got them all? You got them all? You finished praising the infinite? Hash tahani tlasa. Even those three words that we say, Gadol Gibor Anora, Ilav Tekasvinu Moshe Ba'oraisa, had Moshe Rabbeinu not used those words in the Torah. V'yoso Knesset HaGadola V'tekninu, and the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, through their Nevuah, would have realized that those three words should be part of our Shmoneh Esrei. Analo Kamrin Alohu, we wouldn't say anything. We wouldn't be able to say anything. Ba'at Amid Kulehai, and you start saying, in other words, we mentioned in the past, Rav Soloveitchik has the idea that you can't just go up to approach God and say whatever you want. We need a matir. You need a halachic allowance in order to use certain words to approach the infinite. That's why you have to use words that we used before, and that's why we start off every day in davening. What do we say in Baruch Sha'amar? Ubishimei David Avdecha Nahalelcha. We're not going to make up our own praise to Hashem, because how can we approach you, the infinite and the finite? But you know what? If we use the precedent of our forefathers, if we use David HaMelech's words, who was a Navi, if we use the Torah's words, Moshe Rabbeinu's words, then we're allowed to. So that's the only reason we can daven. As long as the structure in the text comes from Nevuah, we can't make up our own tefillah. Okay, there are certain parts where we could add in personal bakashas, but Beikra Din, we can't. So says that, so Rabbi Chanina says, what are you doing? So Mashallah Adam. Mashallah Adam, Shahayilo Elef Alfei Alefim Dinari Zahav. I'll give you a mashal, says Rabbi Chanina. Imagine somebody has millions and millions of gold coins. Vayimakalsin oso dinari kasef. And somebody says, wow, you have such nice silver coins. Lo ganai hulo, it's a ganai. It's a ganai. How can you praise him with something so much less than he has? And the Ritva says here, it's not just quantitative, it's qualitative. Because it's gold versus silver. That's the mashal. Right? He has so much gold, and he says, look at all the silver that you have. So says the Ritva, that's why we only allowed to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with words that were given from the earlier generations. There is an important Pnei Yehoshua in Maseches Brachos where this comes up, where the Pnei Yehoshua quotes Rishonim that this whole rule of adding on adjectives, again, like we said before, is only b'derech tefillah. Only b'derech tefillah. Let's say somebody is beino levein atzmo, and they're talking to Hashem. Then you're allowed to add on whatever you want. You're allowed to add in whatever shvachim, whatever toarim one wants when it's not in the context of tefillah. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, how did the Rishonim know this? He quotes the Rosh and the Rashba. What would be the reason to be mechalik between tefillah and outside of tefillah? After all, if the whole issue is, you know, if God has gold and you're saying silver, so even not outside of tefillah should be a problem. Whenever you talk to Hashem, you shouldn't be able to use words other than what Chazal says. So he gives two answers. He says, number one, l'chora yehinire, tefillas yudches sarach sheyedome be'enav, kilu shchina shuriya kinegdo. No, maybe only Shemona Esrei Tefillah, because that's when you're in the state halachically of Lifnei Hashem. When you're in front of the king, you got to be extra special and extra careful. The Daf Shayachai Mashal Amelch Shemakasan Osobafana. When you're in front of Hashem, you got to be extra careful. Then it's a Gnai if you don't use words that were given by the forefathers. Mashenki Shlobishas Tefillah. It's not, you're not standing in front of Hashem. We mentioned back in Maseches Brachas the idea of Reb Chaim that he writes to explain the Rambam that there are two Rambams that seem to be contradict each other. One Rambam seems to say the halacha we know that you have to try to have kavanah in the oldest one Esrei, but the Eved, as long as you have kavanah in the first bracha, it's okay. Bracha of Avos. And the other Rambam says you have to have kavanah in the oldest one Esrei. And if you don't, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. So Reb Chaim explained there are two types of kavanas the Rambam we're talking about. Is the kavana, there's one level of kavana that is what the words mean, pirush hamilim, focusing on the content. So that kavana, okay, try the whole Shemona Esrei, but yeah, but the first bracha is okay. The other kavana is realizing you're talking to God. Realizing you're standing in front of Hashem. That type of kavanah is ma'akev. If you don't have that kavanah, says Reb Chaim, then we're not going to be yotzei at all. So says that's the Pnei Yeshua's idea here, that when we're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, so then one has to remember that one is on a higher standard. But then he has another answer. Again, what's the question? Why should there be a difference between Shemona Esrei and outside of Shemona Esrei in terms of what adjectives you're allowed to use? The Nirlani is Daiti Devadi Iker Dedina. He says, it's Mukhrach. He says, you have to say that sometimes you could talk to Hashem however you want, outside of the confines of Tefillah. It's impossible to say that you could never do it. Why? You find in Tanakh that people use other words. David HaMelech. Right? What do we say every day in the morning? We saw with the psukim. We have psukim that mention others. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yud Gimel Midos, Rachel Bechanan, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed. So you find throughout Tanakh that there were those, Micha, Kol Hanaviim. So he says it's got to be some flexibility. So he says, and here's the key line, Ela Akarachok Tehakol Lefi Hazman V'Ha'es. Somebody's Rachman al Islam sick in the house. We could down Hashem, you are the Rofei Cholim, please help. You could talk to Hashem. Obviously, Hashem is a father. Remember, he's an Avinu also. He's not just a Malkeinu. So obviously, the regular structure, fine. But there's got to be some flexibility. And therefore, the Pnei Yeshua says, that's how the Rishonim knew that outside of tefillah, one is allowed to add in their own words and their own adjectives of HaKadosh Baruch, even though it's not in the Gemara anywhere. Period. Okay, let's continue. Third wide line. Amar Rabbi Chanina, famous line. HaKol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Miyira Shemayim. Everything is in one's hands. HaKol Bidei Shemayim, everything, I'm sorry, is in Shemayim's hands. Everything is out of our control, except for Yira Shemayim. Except for Bechira Chafshis, except for, you know what, choosing to follow God or not. Chutz Miyira Shemayim, the Gornita says that when a person is born, right, he is, basically a lot of things are Nigzar. Ashirus, Chachma, Gvura, all that we spoke about yesterday in the Drasha actually, that's all Nigzar already from when a person is born. Yira Shemayim is up to a person. Bechira Chafshis, it's up to a person exactly, right, the Rambam emphasizes this in Hilchos Tshuva, the Bechira Chafshis, we could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, we could be the Rosh like Yerovah ben Nevat. Anybody who says we don't have Bechira Chafshis is not following the derech that we hold and the emunah that we hold. Rav Hirsch also has a beautiful piece. If you've never seen it, Rav Hirsch on the chait of the Nachash and of Adam. He talks there about the belief of original sin that many of the other religions believe that once Adam Arishon and Chava sinned, so then forevermore man is bent to the Tzad Hara. He's waited to the Tzad Hara, and we have to overcome to try. That's the belief of original sin. I thought exactly what the phrase is. The doctrine of original sin. The doctrine of original sin. Rav Hirsch says there, Chas v'shalom, we don't believe that, and he proves it from the story itself. That it's one time they failed, right? They committed the sin. Chas v'shalom, that does not mean anything for later in history. So everything is b'dei shemayim except for yira shemayim. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, "Ma'atoy Yisrael Mashem Lakecha Shoel Meimach Kiyim Liyiras Hashem Lakecha." What does Hashem ask from you? Just to fear Him. So you see, fear is in your hands. But What sense do you get from the pasuk? It sounds like it's not something so hard. Well, Hashem's only asking Yerushamayim. That's all he wants from you. Nechal, the Yerub Milsa's Adrasi, is that something small to have Yerushamayim? That's something very high standard. Somewhere it says, in, look, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa's Adrasi. Yeah, Hashem's talking to Moshe. Regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't so hard. Yerushamayim for Moshe was easy. Mashal Adam Shabbachim Eno Kli Gadol V'Yeshlo. Gives the mashal. Let's say you ask somebody for a large Kli. You have to borrow something very big, and he has it. As long as somebody has something, so then it appears, if somebody has something, it could be something large, but it appears like nothing because it's easy for him, he has it. If somebody doesn't even have a small kli, then it appears like something big, because if you don't have a lamaisa, so then it appears like something large. Important ha'ara in Tosfos. Tosfos in Hakol B'dei Shamayim. Tosfos says there's another Gemara. There's another Gemara that says that everything is bidei shemayim except for sinim and pachim. Hakol bidei shemayim chutz misinim and pachim. That means colds and fevers and sickness. So that's all. You got to take care of yourself. That's in your hands. So which is it? There's one line that says hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyirushamayim. Everything is bidei shemayim except for yirushamayim bechira chavshes. And the other lashon says hakol bidei shemayim chutz misinim and pachim. Getting a cold, they're getting a fever. You got to take care of yourself. That's not bidei shemayim. That's up to you if you're going to take care of yourself. So Tosfos says there's a difference. Venira, third line of Tosfos. Venira, the hachamayri betolas ha'adam. There's a difference between what's nigzar at a person's birth and what's nigzar during his lifetime. Our Gemara is talking about what's nigzar at a person's birth. At a person's birth, all the midos that he's going to have in his life, whether it's chacham, tipish, ani, ashir, gibor, chalash, that's all originates from Shemayim. And he quotes the pasuk that we mentioned yesterday, actually in the drasha. Ayis halal da asher ba'ashro, v'gibor, v'gibraso. Right, everything is from birth. That's our Gemara. What's that Gemara talking about? That's talking about during life. During life, v'hasamay bim ma'orish adam ha'asidos, lavoylov, achashenolad, shagam heimi de Shemayim, chutz b'sinim v'pachem. Even after a person is born, all the gzeiros that a person has, what situations he's going to have in life, that's also b'de Shemayim, tzidim v'pachem. You're going to get a cold, you're going to take care of yourself. That's medical. You're wearing a coat. That's you got to take care of yourself. So the two lines are either talking about shas leida or shas during one's lifetime. Sorry? Right, illness, right, that might be related. Illness doesn't kill people, hate kills people. But maybe whether you get the illness is up to your physical, but how much the illness does, so that is something. Okay, Amar Rav Zeira. Back to what the Gemara said. The Mishnah had said if you repeat modim, it's a problem. Ha'omer shma shmak, omer modim modim dummy. If somebody repeats, says shma shma, it's also bad. It's like saying modim modim and we're mishasekim. You can't say two shmas. We have a line that says if you say Shema twice, it's disgusting. But say something is Maguna, that means it's bad. It doesn't mean that you remove him from the pulpit. So that's even, so is it just not nice, or is it kfira? So the Gemara says it depends. Lo kasha, hod to amar milsa milsa v'tani la, hod to amar psuki psuki v'tani la. It depends if you are repeating, if you repeat the whole pasuk twice, it's different than if you just repeat the word Shema twice. So which is better, which is worse? Which is better, which is worse? What do you think? So whatever you say is good. Machlok is Rashi and the Ritva. Right? Rashi says that if you repeat the word Shema Shema, there's no mashmos. It doesn't mean anything. Listen. Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Right? You only say the word Shema twice. That doesn't mean anything. That's not. If you say the whole pasuk twice, that's a problem. The Ritva says lahefech. He quotes Rashi, says maybe you could also just say lahefech. If you say the whole pasuk twice, you say a whole pasuk two times, no problem. If you say Shema Shema, you're obviously not saying the pasuk. You're just talking to two gods. Chas v'shalom. So it's machlokas Rashi and the Ritva exactly which is it. So Amalei Rav Papa LaRava, one second. V'dilmei karlo kivin daite v'ashe kivin daite. Why is Shema so bad? Maybe you just didn't have kavanah the first time. And that's why you're repeating it to have better kavana. So Amar Lei, Rava says back, Chavrusa Klapi Shmaya. Is Hashem your Chavrusa? That you could just like not be focused on what you say and just schmooze a little bit with him, and the first time you didn't get it? Hashem's not your Chavrusa. Ilom Chavi Daite, if somebody doesn't have kavana in the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Machinale, Bar Zafta Danafka, I'm going to bang him over the head with a blacksmith's hammer at the Machavi Daite until he gets it right. Meaning we got to be careful, for sure with Shema, all of the davening, but for sure with the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Kavana is Ma'akev, and we have to be careful to say it properly. Tosfos in Maseches Brachos discusses what we do at the end of Yom Kippur. Right? What do? We say Shema Yisrael once, but then we say Baruch Shem three times, we say Hashem Hu Elokim seven times. So is that an issue? It says here, according to one shot at least, even if you say Shema Yisrael two times, the whole pasuk gets a problem. So why isn't that a problem of repeating? Forgetting the issue of repeating psukim and davening. That's a separate issue. Here we're talking about psukim that might reflect chas v'shalom kfira. So Hashem will akim seven, maybe we're saying there are seven Hashems. So Tosfos asked that kashin, lamed dalet and aleph. So Tosfos says, no. There, you know why we say it seven times? Because we think it's a drash, but it's a Tosfos. Because of the seven heavens. There are seven levels of heavens, and we know Hashem will akim at the end of Yom Kippur, Hashem is going back to the seventh heaven. Where he's going back, he's all the way down, close to us, during the Sarsim Yeshuva, Dirash Hashem Himatso, and he's going all the way back, up to Shemayim, so that's why each time we say Hashem Elokim, he goes back, goes up one level. So that's why, because it's being Meramis to that, that's why it's not a problem. Even Eliyahu Navi, he says, said Hashem Elokim more than once. That's what he says. The Taz on Shulchan Aruch has another idea. He says, no, first we say Shema Yisrael once, and then we say Baruch Shem three times, Hashem Elokim seven times. So because we said Shema Yisrael once the first time, that says, that sets down the rules. Shema Yisrael, there's only one God. After that, everything else, you know, you have to see in that context. So that's why, interesting, that explains the structure. You gotta say Shema Yisrael once, you know, somebody might say, let's say they're in the Avinu Malkeinu's and they're not caught up yet. So you might say, here's Hashem Elohim's first. So he says, catch up with Shema afterwards. No. According to this Taz, you gotta say it in order. You gotta say Shema Yisrael first in order to lay down the rules that there's only Hashem Elohim, Hashem Echad. After that, then one has the flexibility to be able to say Hashem Hu Elohim seven times. Okay, that was the Taz in Simen Samach Aleph. Sorry, not in Simen Samach Aleph, in Hilchos Tefillah. Hamachana Barias Mashaskino. So if somebody takes Arayos, not literally, right, if he's Machane Mashaskino, so then we quiet him down. Tani Rav Yosef, Kalon Aviv, Kalon Imo. As I mentioned on the Mishnah, if you translate the Arayos, uncovering the nakedness of your father and mother, instead of saying nakedness, you translate just the embarrassment. Embarrassing. Ramagala Erva just means embarrassing, so that is where Mashasik. What does it mean if you translate the pasuk about you shouldn't give your child to the molech? You translate that from the word la'aber, to impregnate. It means that you shouldn't be with a non-Jewish woman and have a child with her, who happens not to be Jewish then, to give him to Avodah Zarah. That's what the pasuk is talking about. So that's if you translate it like that, not literally, again, we are mishasik. Period. If a child is not ready for a certain parsha, so you can't mistranslate it. You can skip it. That's that the educators have to decide age appropriate material. Again, that's why some say they never learn. Sefer Bereishis is done at a young age, and you don't do Yehuda and Tamar at that point, and you never come back to it. So again, you got to put it into the curriculum at least when the child gets older. Got to teach everything to a child. But you're right; not everything is age appropriate for a child. Not every part of Torah. Not everything. If a person is not ready for Torah at a certain age, then we're not supposed to teach it then. Once I heard a gadol talk, and he was asked. There's a concept called Ziyuf HaTorah. Ziyuf HaTorah means, making the Torah, being Meshaker the Torah, and making it false. So somebody said, you have somebody who's in Kiruv, and he doesn't give all information to a person who's becoming to, getting from, you don't tell him right away about every detail of Hilchos Borer and Kashrus and Tefillas Kelam. Aren't you faking? Isn't that a Ziyuf HaTorah? When he starts getting from, you have to tell him everything. So the Posek said, he said, no, just the opposite. It's a Ziyuf HaTorah if you tell them everything right away. If you tell somebody material of Torah that they're not ready for yet, and therefore they get a warped sense, they don't have an appreciation yet of Torah, that's a Ziyuf HaTorah. And that's changing what Torah is, because if somebody's not ready for a certain halacha yet, we can't give it to them. And everybody, every Posek has to know exactly, and every person involved in anything, in any type of kiruv. We're trying to be makariv our children. We're trying to make sure that they stay b'darach haTorah. We also have to know what they're ready for, what they're not ready for. If they're ready to sit through davening yet, or they're ready to still play. I mentioned before, Rav Volpe says, if we try to make a child sit when he wants to play, he's going to play when he's supposed to sit. Rav Volpe says that every chanoch lenar, according to every age that they're up to, and every child is different. Sometimes we look around and we see other kids doing other things, and we say, what's wrong with my kid? But again, that's part of life, is to try to know the kochos of our child, and to be mechanech them properly. So I think we have to know exactly what a child is ready for, and translate it appropriately. Okay. Again, we mentioned that the Gemara in Yavama says, Eina mikzor yosemidei pshuto. there's always pshat of the pasuk. So this Gemara is saying you can't be oker the pshat. There's only one exception, right? The pasuk by Yibum, as we mentioned. But again, there's the pshat and there's drash, but you can't exclude the pshat. Okay, next Mishnah, Masnison. Maisa Ruvain. This is the last, right? This Mishnah is here because as we've been speaking about halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. Again, next perek, we're going to talk about halachas of Beis HaKnesses. That's the second half of Maseches Megillah. First half is on Yanni Megillah. Second half is halachas of Beis HaKnesses and Kriyas HaTorah. But as you'll see, there will be one line later on today's Amud which fits perfectly into Purim. So just hold on until a little bit, a few minutes later. Maisa Ruvain Nikrav Lamatar Game. So as we know, in the olden days, they used to translate the Torah as well. As they read it, they translated. And the Haftorah, after every pasuk, they used to translate it. So Maisa Ruvain Nikrav Lamatar Game. The story of Ruvain and Bilhah and his changing the beds should be read, but one should not translate that. The Matar Game doesn't translate those psukim. Why? Right, it's embarrassing to Ruvain. The Gemara is going to say it's embarrassing to Ruvain. Ask the Turei Evan, we're going to have in the Gemara that we do read the story of Yehuda and Tamar and translate it because it brings a kapara. It's good. It's good to have a kapara. So why is it that we leave out Ruvain? Shouldn't he want a kapara also? So the Turei Evan, Shaka Zara, gives three answers. He says, number one, maybe there's a difference between, this is a yachid. Yehuda was more related to the tzibur, to the am, and maybe Ruvain is a yachid, so that's why it's different. But then he quotes two other reasons. Number one, Ruvain shiny sheshav mecheto v'asa tshuva. Ruvain's complete tshuva was recorded in the Medrash already. Where was Ruvain? By the sale of Yosef. Right, Rashi quotes it. He was sitting in sackcloth. Right, you don't get better tshuva. He's sitting there. He's trying to do tshuva kahogan. He didn't need any more kapara. That's Ruvain. And another answer also, maybe because it says Ruvain really didn't do it. Ruvain didn't really do it. The Torah says it as if he did it. He moved the beds. But Yehuda and Tamar, okay, Yehuda did a chait. That's a bona fide chait. But if we would translate it, it would seem as if Ruvain really did it. And we don't want people to think that. So l'ficha chashin l'kvodo. Even though it says vayishkav es bilah, but still, obviously, we know how Chazal translated that. That's the discussion of why Ruvain is read and not mitargim. Maisa Tamar Nikro Matargame. But again, Yehuda and Tamar is read and it is translated. Maisa Egel Harisho Nikro Matargame. The story of the Egel is read and translated. Why aren't we worried about the Bush of Klal Yisrael? We'll see. Vahasheni, but the second version of the Egel, which means when Aaron HaKohen is telling Moshe what happened, so Nikra below Matargim, that's not translated, as the Gemara is going to say why. Birchas Kohanim, Maisa David Va'amnon, Nikra below Matargim Inon. Birchas Kohanim in the story of David and Amnon, and David Zorda Tamar, Amnon, who was with Mizana with Tamar, his half sister. So Nikra below Matargim Inon, again, that is not translated, because it's, we don't want to, be Mavayish and talk about such a tragic story. We don't want to translate a tragic story, in Shul. What about Birchas Kohanim? Birchas Kohanim is not translated. What's so bad about that? Birchas Kohanim, Birch Hashem Yishmerecha. So why don't we translate that? So a couple of years ago, I think we had a drasha about this. That if you look also in the unkelis, some unkelises on the Birchas Kohanim just don't have a translation. They just say Birch Hashem Yishmerecha. The unkelis doesn't. Some do, some don't. But there's some svarim that say unkelis, right? It's not really unkelis. Why wouldn't unkelis translate these words? What's wrong with Birch Hashem Yishmerecha? Those are so hard to translate. Look at Psukim and Vayachi and Zos HaBracha are much more difficult. And Uncle has a whole arichos about what those Psukim mean. So why didn't he translate it? So the Ksav Sofer in Parshas Nasa, where he talks about Birchas Kohanim, he says, Birchas Hashem Yishmerecha are brachas to us. Sometimes we don't always know what's good for us. We know, and he develops the longer theme there, and that is we daven. We think we know what's good for us, but who knows? You know, I'm davening for a position, and I want this job, and I want this position, and this is exactly what I need. But really, we don't know. It's not good for us. We don't know exactly everything that we daven for. So you know what? Berech Hashem Yishmerecha. There's a bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. So the unkelis doesn't want to say, and we don't want to translate it into specifically, this is the bracha, because we know what's good for Klal Yisrael. Everybody has their own bracha that they need. Everybody has their own. So when the Kohanim say Yivarecha, just use the words of Hashem. Hashem will fill in the blanks. Hashem will explain exactly what it means. That's why it's not Meturgim here. That's why it's not translated here. Because we kind of leave it blank. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you please give us exactly what we need. That's why Rav Soloveitchik explained the shofar. The shofar is tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Why dafka do we have the shofar a tefillah without words? Because daven Rosh Hashanah, we want to make sure we don't daven for the wrong thing. So we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you fill in the blank. Okay, that's back in the Rosh Hashanah shiur. Last line of the Mishnah, Maftir bin Merkava, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. We're not Maftir in the Maisa Merkava, where Yecheskel sees the Maisa Merkava, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to, and we Lamaisa do. On the first day of Shavuos, we read the Maisa Merkava. So maybe it's the, I always thought it's the Minag, where we all stay up all night. We'll stay up all night learning, Baruch Hashem, the Minag of Klal Yisrael, and it gets a little tiring sometimes in the Vasikin Minyan. So we have Akdamas, and Laning, and Haftorah. I noticed that Haftorah is really sometimes when it hits people. Sometimes Haftorah is really when it gets people to learn all night. Sometimes Haftorah, so maybe it's an allusion to this idea because you don't have to see the Merkava anyway. You don't see the Maaseh Merkava anyway, so there's even a sheet that shouldn't even say the Maaseh Merkava. So if we're dozing a little bit during the Maaseh Merkava, maybe it's Siyata Deshmaya that we're not supposed to be focusing on and we don't understand it fully anyway. Obviously, it doesn't mean that we should fall asleep. But yeah. According to Rabbi Elazar, we'll get it. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Maftir and Behodas Yushlaim. Separate halacha. That we're not Maftir. Rabbi Yehuda says you do. He doesn't say, are you Metagim? So this guy, they're not clear. Not clear whether you're Metagim, the Ma'aseh Merkava, according to him. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Maftir and Behodas Yushlaim. Rabbi Elazar says, you don't have a Haftorah where it talks about Yerushalayim in a negative way. Period. Tana Rabbanah. There are some parts of Tanakh, of Torah and Nevi'im, that we read and translate. That's most. Some we read and don't translate. Some we don't read and we don't translate. So now we're going to have a list of each. These are the ones that we read and translate. Balas, Akan, Nashva, Simin. Maisa, Bereshis, Nikro, Matargim. Maisa, Bereshis, we read and we're Matargim. So Pshita, what do you mean? Of course we do. What's the Chiddush? No, because you might have said that Maisa Bereshis is going to cause people to have too much philosophical questions. Hashem created the world. What was around before the world? What's here? What's up? What's in Shemayim? He created the heavens. What really does it mean? So there might be difficult questions. Kamash Malan, no. It's good to have kashas, and we're not worried that that's going to take people off the proper way. What's the Hava mean? The Hava mean is Malafin and Malachar. There are some questions that we don't ask and we don't look for answers and we can't answer. Tosas on top says, Ma besof gvule olam lemizrach or lemayrev. So some say, does that Tosas mean that Tosas thought that the world was flat? Or does that just mean the end, the east of the universe? Not exactly clear in Tosas. But again, that's the Hava mean is that, Kalita Kfira. Kamash Mola. The story of Lot and his daughters is read and translated. Pshita, why wouldn't it be translated? It's Lot. So no, you might have said you're choshish for the covenant of the uncle, Avram Avinu, and Lot, so Kamash Malan. And the Ben Yoyada says it's not just the relative, but it's that Avram said, Ki achim anachnu. He said a couple of times that he's my brother and he's related to me. So Avram Avinu was not shy of his relation to Lot. That's why we might have thought that you have to be choshish for that. Kamash Malan. Maisam Tamar Yehuda Nikro Matargim, the story of Yehuda and Tamar is translated and read. Pshita, Ma'od Tema Lechosh Lekvod of the Yehuda. I'm sorry, Yehuda and Tamar, right? You might say you're Rechoshish for the covenant of Yehuda, and therefore not to translate it. Kamash Balan, Shibche Yehuda Odeh. Kamash Balan, that it's a Shevach that he admitted, and therefore it's good for him, because he's happy that we read that he says, he said that he did Shuvah. The Marsha here says, what about Ruvain? Again, similar to what we said before. Why don't we say Ruvain is proud that he admitted? Number one is that he didn't do it by himself. The Gemara says it was Yehuda's real impetus that started, that caused a later full acknowledgement of sin by Ruvain. And number two, it's not Mefurish that he did it in the Torah. It's not Mefurish that Ruvain was Modeh. Right, so that's why the Chazal say that he was Modeh and he ultimately did Shuvah. But it's not clear, so that's why it's better not to. Two dots. Maisa Egel Harisho Nikro Matargim. Pshita. Why wouldn't you read the Egel? Ma'od Tema Lechaz Lekfon Neshel Yisrael. You might say, no, it's Bichoshis for the covenant of Klal Yisrael. Kamash Mon, Kol Shekin, Denichalu, Tahavilu Kapara. No, again, it's better for them to have Kapara. Even, so that's why we read the story of the Egel. The Ben Yoyada just notes, how could they have Kapara? We don't have to mention their names. Isn't that Yehuda? We mentioned his name. He did tshuva. So, Kashik, even the Inya Duan Bishmosam, Echavilu Kapara. He said, how is there Kapara? So he says it's a different kind of Kapara. But it's that they hear, what does it mean? The Chiddush, the Havilu Kapara, it means that we read the whole story and we see that Klai Yisrael were forgiven, even by the Egel. And we see that Hashem takes them back and does tshuva and accepts tshuva, so it gives us Kapara, that it's going to cause us to do tshuva. It's not them. You're right, because their names aren't mentioned. But it just means that the Nichalahu, it's better for us, Tavilahu, in our generation, Kapara, because we see what happened at the end of the story. The tochacha is red and it's translated pshita, of course. Also, you might think that that might cause to have yeush. You know, we have so many klalos. Oy vey, we might give up. Kamash malan, no, it's supposed to inspire us for better. As far as v'on shenikra umetargaminan, all the isurim in the Torah and the punishments nikra, they're read umetargaminan and they're translated pshita. Again, obvious. Why would you think otherwise? Ma'adatei manecha shema asi l'me'evan miyira kamash malan. You might think that if we emphasize the punishments in the Torah, a person might act out of fear. And the Rashba here has the gersa me'ava umiyira, meaning we might just act purely out of fear and love of the onesh, or of the schar, which might lead, says the Rashba, to once, you know, we're convinced otherwise, and we don't believe as much, then can lead us off the path. We're not doing it l'shem Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. Kamash Malan, we're not worried. Again, the Kamash Malan might be that we also believe in Avodah Shelo Lishma. Right, we say that the person is, does mitzvahs, Amnash Ani Tzadeh Gomer, he gives sukkah, so it's still righteous. Therefore, even if one doesn't have the best kavanas, it's still okay. Maisa Amram and Tamar Nikra Matargim, the story of Amram and Tamar is translated. Maisa Avshalom Nikra Matargim, story of Avshalom. Avshalom was mezaneh with the pilakshim of his father, of David HaMelech. So Nikra Matargim, those are also translated. Pshita, Mavdetem Alechaz Yakra de David Kamash Malan. Again, you might have thought we're Choshesh for the covet of David HaMelech, Kamash Malan. We're not. Maisa Pilegish Begiva Nikra Matargim, the story of Pilegish Begiva, again is read and translated. Pshita Pilegish Begiva, the story at the end of Sefer Shoftim, where the terrible story, tragic, of Binyamin, Sheva Binyamin, they kill a woman after being with her. So that's a tragic story, and half of most of Binyamin is wiped out. So you translate that, Pshita. So obvious. Again, maybe there are no names mentioned. Why would you think otherwise? Ma'adatem alechem zekfodet de Binyamin, kamash malan. You might think you're yichoshish for Binyamin's covet, kamash malan. Again, you don't have to. Ho, this July must have a seho. That haftorah, nikra umatar game, is read and translated, even though it talks about the to'evis of Yerushalayim. Pshita, so it's obvious. We say, no, lafuki midi Rabbi Eliezer, to go against Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who in our Mishnah said, you don't read such a haftorah. Titania, maisa the mecha shaykar the malamir belazer, hold as yishalayim is tov oseha. Our president was reading above Rabbi Eliezer. What do you mean above? Because the beam is usually raised. Even though the chazan stands low, the beam is raised. So Amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer says to him, Acha the bodik with toevas yishalayim. You're busy with focusing on other, the toevas of Yerushalayim. See, bedog with toevas imcha. You go check your own yichus out. He's so upset that this person is reading about the Toevas of Yerushalayim. You go check out your own family. They found that he actually had a problem with his yichus. Rabbi Eliezer was right on the mark. The Ritva says this doesn't mean that we possibly like Rabbi Eliezer. The problem with this guy was that he was more, he did something without asking the Mara D'Asra what the halacha is. The Mara D'Asra, the Rabbi Eliezer, could have his own rules in his own shul. So he didn't ask him, so that was the problem. The following are not translated. Maisa Ruvain Nikra Vlomatar game, the story of Ruvain is not translated. Umaisa Bichani Begamliel Shahilach Kabul. Gamliel went to Kabul. I don't think that's in Afghanistan. Fayakori Khazana Knesses, and the Khazana Knesses, the Balkori said Vahay Bishkon Yisrael, and he read the second half of the Pasuk by Ruvain, Varmalalam Turgamon, Al Targam Elah Akron. Only translate the second half of the Pasuk. Shibchu Chachamim, that's exactly the point. We don't translate, we're not Matargim, the part of the Pasuk about Ruvain with his mother, with Bila. Maisa Egel Hasheni Nikravla Matargim, the Egel Hasheni, the retelling of the Egel by Aaron HaKohen is not translated. Eza Maisa Egel Hasheni, what are we referring to? Min Vayomer Moshe, Vayar Moshe. Those psukim. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Lo'olam Yadam Zahir B'Tshuvosav. Now we're going to allude to what was the problem with the Parsha Egel Sheni. A person should always be careful with his answers. Shemitok Tshuva Sheshiva Aaron LaMoshe Pakru HaMa'ararim. Because through Aaron HaKohen's answer, when Moshe asked him what happened, that led to terrible actions. Why? Shnever, what did Aaron say? V'ashlicheyu ba'esh, I threw it in the fire. V'yatzah ha'egel hazeh. This egel came out by itself. So people say, wow, eagles come out by themselves? I didn't know things happened by itself. So that pasuk was said in such a way that led people away. Birchas Kohanim, Nikrim Vlom Targaminon, my time Mishim Dechsev Yisa. What's the problem with saying Birchas Kohanim? So we gave one shot on the Mishnah. The Gemara says another shot. Because Birchas Kohanim sounds like that Hashem favors the Jewish people. Yisa Hashem Pana Velacha. And even though the Gemara Bracha says Hashem does favor us, because we favor him, so he favors us, still it is, says the Gemara, inappropriate to translate it Bahamonam, where they could get the wrong idea. The story of David and Amnon and Tamar, it is not translated. But what do you mean? In the Mishnah we said it is. So lo kasha, the chsiv Amnon ben David, the chsiv Amnon stoma. The psukim that allude to David HaMelech, so then you don't translate those. Because that's a bivaza David. But the one that just says Amnon, so that is okay. Tana Rabbanan. Kol mikros ksuvim b'torah l'gnai kornos al-shvach. There are some psukim that in the Torah, it's referring to something that is disgusting and not nice, and therefore the Torah itself changes the word. It has a kri and a ksiv. We're used to kri and ksivs. You have a vav, you take out the vav, but there are some words in the Torah where there's mamash a different word. And the Baal Kori has to know and read it differently. Kagon, yishgalena, it says in the Tochacha, and we read it yishkavena. Ba'afolim, which is a type of disease, a type of hemorrhoid disease, and really don't want to write that b'feirush, so we say batchorim. Okay, I have a number of examples of words that refer to different parts of orifices of our body, and we write it in a nicer way. Charyonim, davyonim, lechos, choreyem, l'shoses, memi, shineyem, is written the following, lechos, soasam, v'l'shoses, memi, raglayhem. L'mechros is really read, l'motsaos, Rav Shuv ben Karcha Omer, l'mechros, kishman, m'bneishu, g'nai, l'avodes, kochavim. L'mechros, the reference to the Avodas Kochavim, because we want to say disgusting things about idols, about Avodas Kochavim, period. Okay, here's the line related to Purim. Amar Rav Nachman, if there's any line in Shas that we should do today, it's this line. Kol Litzanusa Asira, Bar Mi Litzanusa Avodas Kochavim Desharya. All Litzanus in life is Asir. Wow. All Litzanus in life is Asir, except for Litzanus making fun of an Avodah Zarah. You can make fun of an Avodah Zarah, but you can't have any other Litzanus. Hi, Purim Shreels. Okay, not for now. Dechsiv, kara, bel kores nevo, uksiz karsu, karu yachtov, lo yachlu, male masa, v'chulu. So we have a number of psukim that talk negatively about an avodah zarah. You're allowed to make fun of avodah zarah. Rabbiana, you missed the line. Okay, we'll talk about it after. Rabbiana, arame hacha, le'eglos, beis avin yagurush, chan shomron, ki aval olav shemo, ukamar val galav igiluk, al kvodo, ki galav imenu, al tikri kvodo, al kvedo. So he says, maybe you shouldn't even talk about the covet of the Avodah Zarah. But kvedo, it's weighed down. It's weighed down by the tsoa of the Avodah Zarah. Amra, funa bar manoch, mesh reder avacha, reder avika, shari le'la bar Yisrael, le'meimer lo'ovid kochavim, shak le'ovid kochavim, v'anche bishin tov shalom. A person is allowed to say, to his Jewish friend, take your Avodah Zarah and put it in a place that nobody sees it. B'shein Tav Shalom. Again, referring to one of the orifices of a person. You know, take your, you're allowed to talk in a disgusting way about Avodah Zarah. Amar Avashi, last two lines. Haiman Desani Shomane, a person who has rumors about him. But it's not just rumors, it's serious rumors. Sharle Levazuye Begimel V'shin, one is allowed to be Mevazahim. The post can point out this is not Halacha L'maisa, because it's not Stam rumors. It means somebody who has a status of a, he's Muchzak, as an Ovrei Avera, so then maybe you're allowed to be Mevazahim, but that we don't have today. Haiman, the Shafer Shomane, a person who people say good things about. Shari Lishabchuche, then a person is allowed to praise him. Uman Deshabche, Yanucho Brachas Arosho, and a person who praises another person is wonderful. Again, we should try to be down Lakavskus others. Just to mention 30 more seconds at Purim, the word I mentioned yesterday, it has to do with Leitzanis. So Leitzanis, we talk about Hamintashin. So why Dafka Hamintashin? We all wear these triangular hats. So you mentioned yesterday that one of the Pshatim is that it's an allusion to the Gemara in Shabbos. But the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that about Matan Torah, where Purim is a day of Matan Torah, Kimu V'Kiblu, the Gemara says there that, describing Matan Torah, it's a day that Hashem gave us something that has three parts, Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim, to a nation that has three parts, Korah Nevi'im and Yisraelim, through a third person. Moshe was the third child of his parents. On the third day of separation from our wives, in the third month, Sivan is the third month. So the Hamintashin is an allusion to the three corners are all the threes of Kabbalah's Torah. And that's why we should all be zochet to have a Freilich and Purim as we start these Yimei HaGeula. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, Menachem will be giving the daf. I'll be back on Tuesday.